listening to Diabetes Exposed, the not-so-terrible truth. And I'm your host, a tad diabetic blogger, Tad Roberts. The mission of this show is to dispel myths and false preconceptions and to find excellence in diabetes self-management by fighting the troubling trend of low expectations. We can achieve our dreams, even with the burden of diabetes and the masses who say we can't. I know, because I've done it, and every single day I find more and more diabetics who have found the secrets to good control and a beautiful life despite the presence of an incurable condition. I want to help you tap into strategies that will lead to your own success and help you see the power of your own self-efficacy. But it all starts with first steps, and the step you're taking now just might change the way you see everything.
Please note that this show is not meant to be medical advice or a substitute for medical advice. No changes should be made to your diabetes self-management without first consulting a doctor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of Diabetes Exposed. This episode is actually going to be a podcast version of my first video blog. This is perfect for those of you who want to hear me but not look at me. If you do want to see the video version, you can find it on my YouTube channel. Anyway, today's topic is diabetes education. It's a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, and I'm very passionate about it. I've always argued that good diabetes self-management starts with knowledge of diabetes in general and how diabetes affects the average person. Then, once we have that down, we have to learn about our diabetes and how diabetes is affecting us, because each of us is different. Although we share a lot of similarities, your diabetes is not the same as my diabetes, even if we're both type 1s. Now, you may be saying, well, hey, I know all about diabetes, but that doesn't help me much. I'm still having control problems. Well, maybe that's true, and well, maybe it's not. Do you really think that you know all you need to know about diabetes? I've been doing this successfully for nearly a quarter of a century, and light bulbs still go off sometimes. I'm still learning, because I always stay in a receptive mindset for lessons yet to be learned. That's one of the biggest keys to success, but I'll get a little bit more to that in just a minute. But, you know, I do know that there are many out there that have been diabetic for a long, long time and still have a very primitive understanding of what diabetes is and what it's doing to us on a biological level. I know that there are also many out there who resist learning about diabetes because investing time in study is perceived as another big win for diabetes. It's an admission of some kind of power diabetes has over us. It already takes up so much of our lives, the last thing we all want is to spend more time thinking about diabetes. But this is where we often get it all backwards. We spend time learning about diabetes so we can reach a point where we aren't imprisoned by it, and we don't have to devote so much time to it and energy, you know, trying to manage it. Yes, there's a time investment that must be made, but it pays off huge when we finally learn to control our diabetes and take back control of our lives. You know, the more we know, the easier it gets. The more we know, the more power we have. The more we know, the more sense it all makes. Now, I'm hesitant to use the word easy here because even in the best of situations, diabetes is still a big challenge. But for most, it's a manageable one. I think it helps if we tweak our perception of diabetes. We tend to think of diabetes as some giant monster or nefarious entity that has control over us. We have to kill that image in our minds because it isn't helpful, and diabetes isn't some monster. Here's a little news flash. Diabetes, it's just a cluster of biological symptoms that many of us share. It isn't something actively trying to destroy you, ruin you, or end your life. Yes, these symptoms suck. They bring a lot of work into our lives, and they have the ability to cause very unpleasant complications for us. But by transforming diabetes into something tantamount to a mythological creature, we give it more power than it deserves. And by doing so, we place ourselves in a perpetual lifelong battle, in a perpetual defensive posture. I don't know about you, but I think that's a tough way to spend the rest of our lives. What we have to do is learn to manage those symptoms and bring them under our control as much as possible, which really is quite a bit. We have more control than we think, and that is where education comes in. So, you may be asking, well, how do I start learning more about diabetes? Do I just go and Google diabetes and start reading everything I find? Well, that's certainly one tactic you could use, but I tend to be a little more structured in my approach. I divide diabetes education into two parts: external, or the general, and internal, or the specific, that is, our diabetes. For part one, the external, I really like books. Now, I know a lot of you out there like ebooks because you can read them on your phones. Personally, I like something tangible with real paper pages, something I can hold in my hands and carry around with me. In the end, doesn't matter what form you choose. Just go search out books, though, that teach about managing your type of diabetes. Read as many as you can and read them over and over. If you're like me and you don't have a brain that's exactly wired for science, the science involved in diabetes self-management can get a little confusing. That's why rereading often is so important. Sometimes it might click on the third reading, and sometimes it might be weeks later when something in your own diabetes management illustrates firsthand the point being made. You have to believe, though, that if you stay diligent, it will start to make sense. There are some really amazing books on the market right now that can help teach you about what's happening on a biological level within your body. And we have to understand that. Otherwise, everything we're doing is just a shot in the dark. Now, there's one book in particular that I really, really like. It's titled Think Like a Pancreas. It's written by a CDE, a certified diabetes educator named Gary Shiner. And it really is a veritable font of amazing information and insight on diabetes self-management. And personally, I think it's a great read whether you're type 1 or type 2, because the author really teaches you about what diabetes is. And again, the science and the biology behind what's happening in our bodies. He does a very good job of making the complex comprehensible. I first read this book about, I guess, a year or so ago, long after I'd already figured out the keys to my own self-management, and I remember thinking as I read it that I could have shaved years off of my own diabetes education if I'd been introduced to that book earlier. For the record, I don't know Gary Shiner. I've never spoken with the guy. I've never, talked to him. He's never asked me to endorse his book on my blog. I just really think it's a great resource for diabetics. So if you're a diabetic interested in becoming more athletic, there are also books out there by Dr. Sherry Kohlberg. She's another one that I really like, who does a great job at teaching about our condition. Ultimately, the big point is to read and to learn. Go search out books that will educate you about diabetes. And don't feel like doing this is some big win for diabetes. We read to benefit our lives all the time. Sometimes it's to advance ourselves in the professional world. Other times it's to better understand a topic of particular interest. And yes, sometimes we read and learn to better deal with the unpleasant in our lives. But in each of these cases, our lives are made better by the effort put in. Focus on the better life that awaits when your newfound knowledge helps you see diabetes self-management through a brand new set of eyes. But remember, learning about diabetes in general is only half the task. We have to take that information learned and find out how it factors into our personal diabetes self-management, because we may all have diabetes, but diabetes is not the same for each of us. Just looking at type 1s, there are so many variables that differentiate one from the next. The amount of insulin still being produced by the pancreas, the degree of insulin resistance, activity level, age, stress levels, hormone levels, the presence of complications, they're all factors that can affect a type 1's diabetes self-management. So, part 2 of our diabetes education, the internal, moves us from studying a book to studying ourselves. And this part is all about cause and effect relationships. When I work out with weights, this is the effect I see on my blood sugar levels. However, when I do really intense cardio, I may see this result. When I drink too much caffeine late at night, this is the effect I see on my blood sugar levels. When I eat a giant bowl of Cocoa Puffs right before recording a podcast, this is the effect I see on my blood sugar levels. We have to start studying ourselves from a somewhat scientific perspective. Now, here's a big tip. Keep a notebook and make notes every single day. I started doing this 24 years ago, and it really helped me identify a number of cause and effect relationships between diet, behavior, and insulin dosages. Our memories tend to be less than perfect. So by taking notes on observations we make, we create an accurate record of information to guide us in our personal self-evaluation. Over time, we'll begin to chart patterns that will be very eye-opening, and we'll discover truths that may have eluded us for years because we just didn't understand what was going on. Every little one of those lessons will move you one step closer to regaining your freedom and a life that doesn't feel like a prison sentence. I may have my off days with diabetes, but I never feel as though it has control over me or that it is a monster trying to do me in. I deal with the challenges of diabetes every day, but I lead a pretty normal life. Which brings me to my challenge to you. I want you to try something that I think can be very beneficial to your diabetes education and to your overall happiness. I call it the One Fact a Day Challenge. Each day, as part of your internal education, I want you to try and learn just one new thing about your diabetes. It may be some small revelation that comes from eating a food for the first time. Or it may be the recognition of a cause and effect relationship between some activity you're engaged in and your blood sugar levels. Or it may just be a supposition that comes from a pattern you're seeing and you want to test your theory further. Think about it. If you could learn one new thing about your diabetes every day, in a few years, you would have a veritable PhD in diabetes self-management. Now, the truth? Well, the truth is, you're not going to learn one new fact every day. But that doesn't matter. Because what if you only learned 3 new things each week? That would be over 150 conceptual bullets in your diabetes self-management arsenal. With all of that knowledge at your fingertips, how could your diabetes control not get better and much easier? So we take on this one fact a day challenge to learn about our diabetes. But there's another reason that's equally as important. You see, by doing this, we put ourselves in a positive, open, proactive mindset. We open our minds to learning and to information that we may have been ignoring for years because we just didn't want to think about it. When we remove our self-inflicted blindness, we place ourselves in the optimal state for mastering control of diabetes and taking back control of our lives. Do it long enough, and it will change the way you see diabetes. The monster will be killed, and you'll begin to see diabetes for what it is. Just a cluster of symptoms that you can, for the most part, keep under control. Yes, those symptoms will be pesky and annoying, but overall, you will learn to keep consistent control, and that's the goal we have to have. Not unattainable perfection, but rather consistency. I did it. And I know that you can too. All right, moving on. This is where I would normally include my segment, A Diabetes Success Story. As this podcast has gone a little longer than what I planned, I'm going to skip this week's success story. But if you have your diabetes under control and you have an interesting story to tell, or you know someone who does, email me or have them email me. I am looking for those who have figured it out and would like to have their story shared here. I hope to have so many submissions that I'm pulling my hair out trying to pick one for each episode. So please email me. You can email me actually at tad@atadiabetic.com. Okay. Or complete the contact form on the blog site, atadiabetic.com. So that's it for this episode. Go learn about diabetes. And let's show the world that we can all do it. See you next time.